But before all this snow gets cleaned up, let's have some fun.
1, 2, 3. Hold on tight. Hold on tight.
For Washington, D.C. families with cabin fever, this has been a time to hit the city's most famous slope, Capitol Hill. And for the first time, sledders do not have to worry about being arrested. The House of Representatives side of Capitol Hill was crowded with kids burning off cabin fever energy today, some with real sleds and real strategy, like 8-year-old Hank Dodd and his dad slash sledding coach, Randall.
Dude, you got past the tree.
I know.
Okay, if we aim a little bit better, I think you'd hit that guy with the toboggan hat at the bottom of the tree.
But what about the dog?
Others slide down on abandoned protest signs left over from a Friday rally or large Tupperware lids. Anything to get some fresh air, says Tim Krepp.
If we're going to be in the house for 72 hours with the kids, we'll go mad. We have to get them outside and do something. So, and not just the kids. Some of the adults are going mad, too.
At the base of the short hill, Krepp looks over the slightly chaotic scene.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this earlier. It would be better if we had like kind of a up route and a down route so we get some good, but, you know, it's by definition a bit of an anarchist kind of thing, so.
This year, however, the sledding scene is much less anarchist because up until this year, sledding here was illegal. That never stopped Lindsay Metzger and her kids, though.
Every year we come out to go sledding when it snows, and every year we get about 2 runs in and the Capitol Hill police kicked us off.
Metzger, Krepp, and their neighbor started a petition and organized a sled-in during last year's snowstorm and eventually won a rules change.
It took an act of Congress, which is sort of ridiculous, but this year, sledding is legal.
The thing is that this is just commonplace now. This is just the neighborhood sledding spot.
And today, with sunshine and 2 feet of powder, it sure seems like the whole neighborhood is out there.
We actually just moved here from New York last summer and were relieved to find that this was now a legal sledding option.
Brad Greenberg lives nearby and pulled his 3-year-old son up the street in a bright red plastic sled. It's Benjamin's first time sledding.
Dad went with me and he slid down the hill.
On your mark, get set, go.
Watch out!
It's also a pretty good spectator sport. Terry and Jeff Lewis have lived in the neighborhood for 40 years. They stopped by to watch and reminisce about when their kids used to sneak onto the hill for sledding.
It's good to get out, walk around, see everybody, watch everybody else have a great time.
Yeah, I used to be able to slide down the steps too. That was a long time ago.